The American Singers Opera Project, ASOP, is underway on the campus of Wake Forest University, and fans can get a taste of what's going on there on Saturday, June 8th at 7 o'clock at Arbor Acres Retirement Community during ASOP's first Aria Evening. The High School Art Song Matinee is June 13th at 3, and coming up that evening at 7 o'clock, it's the first of three performances of Mozart's incredible Don Giovanni with Chamber Orchestra in Brendel Recital Hall on the Wake campus. Tickets are just $10, $7 for students, and you'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. Artistic director, American soprano Barbara De Mayo Caprilli, and director and Wake Forest University Associate Professor of Music, lyric tenor Richard Hurd, joined me to talk ASOP. Last year's faculty recital featured music by Respighi and others sung by Barbara, and Richard delighted the audience with unique selections by 20th century African-American composer Florence Price. Oh, these kids are in for such a treat because they get a chance to hear these great voices. When you are so close to that, what does it do to you in terms of how you then project or sing? Just the immediacy of the contact that the students will get with you both.
Well, it makes my performance more exciting because they're watching, and I feel like I have a really huge responsibility to deliver my best performance for them.
I'm so glad you sent the Respighi because the combination of the little dissonance and then the incredibly lyric and that first piece, it's very, very powerful. That's some wonderful singing to begin with. What a showpiece for your voice.
Well, one of my specialties, actually, is the Liriche del 1900, as we say, the music written between the two world wars in Italy. Mm. Respighi is perhaps the best known of those, but also I have some pieces on the recital by his wife, Elsa San Giacomo, and I also have pieces by Giulia Reckli, who was a student of Pizzetti, and these pieces, the Giulia Reckli pieces, aren't published in America.
How about that?
So lots of cool stuff on the recital.
Well, Florence, this is a tribute to the ladies then, with Florence and then the wife of Ottorino.
Yes.
That's really interesting.
We believe in supporting the music of minorities.
Good for you. Aria Evenings this year.
The participants will work in a master class with either me or Richard before the recital, and they'll work on the arias they're going to sing. They all have an assigned accompanist this year, so a personal coach with whom they'll be working as well.
I imagine when you're selecting operas, what considerations come to mind?
One of the things we consider is an opera that uses more than three people, of course. We like to have a minimum of six. Also, we don't like to have operas that are just a big solo sing. We want to have operas that are collaborative because that's a better situation for young singers learning to do roles. Another thing that we like to do is we like to stay with operas that are singable by younger folk because our opera workshop appeals mostly to undergraduates. We do have some older students, but our target audience is really undergraduates. And next year, we're hoping to move the workshop a little bit later so we can include more high school students as well.
I'm gonna walk and talk.
American Singers Opera Project, artistic director, American soprano Barbara De Mayo Caprilli, and director and Wake Forest University Associate Professor of Music, lyric tenor Richard Hurd. In addition to training college-age students, ASOP 2013 will also include a 10-day workshop for high school singers. ASOP runs through June 15th on the Wake Forest University campus with three performances of one of the greatest operas ever composed, Mozart's Don Giovanni with Chamber Orchestra. Performances begin Thursday night, June 13th, and will run through the 15th at 7 o'clock in Brendel Recital Hall. Tickets are just $10, $7 for students, and you'll find links to the complete performance calendar on our website, WFDD.org, and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.